Here's the type of question UW researchers asked students in 24 communities across the country.
Have you ever beaten someone up so badly that they needed a doctor or those kinds of questions?
J. David Hawkins is with the School of Social Work, and he's part of a team that surveyed middle schoolers across the country from the time they started in fifth grade until they were high school seniors. 4,200 students were surveyed about all kinds of behavior, such as violence or delinquency or substance abuse. And what the 10-year study shows is that students were better off in places that used something called the Communities That Care prevention system. Students from Communities That Care towns were less likely to drink or smoke or engage in violent behavior than those from places where the system hadn't been used. Hawkins helped found the program, which trains stakeholders and helps communities wade through data and figure out their individual needs.
We've identified over 20 risk factors that do increase the likelihood of not only delinquency, but also substance use.
The system, which has been around since the 1990s, then directs communities to a menu of proven intervention programs. Public health officials in Jefferson County, for example, use the system to identify a middle school curriculum to target drug use in Port Townsend. County officials are now using the system in Chimicum. And a coalition in Seattle, which includes Garfield High School, has also signed on. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.